Boeing and Emirates talking a 777 deal, instrument ground school on your iPod, and political posturing over pad 39A. This is Aero News for Monday, September 30th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Boeing and Emirates Airline are continuing to work on a deal that would bolster the initial production of a revamped 777 airliner. But the airline said while many technical issues have been resolved, the two sides are still negotiating over the price of the airplane. Emirates President Tim Clark said in an interview with Flight Global that the deal could be announced at the Dubai Air Show, but only if he is convinced it is the right time. The deal will happen, quote-unquote, when it suits us, Clark said. The launch of the 777X family is targeted for later this year, with entry into service around the end of the decade. Emirates is expected to replace the 175 777 airliners it currently flies with the more fuel-efficient model. Clark said the GE9X engines being developed for the 777X would need a special cooling system to be able to operate in the desert heat during the summer. Without such a system, it would not provide enough benefit to make it worth replacing the current airplanes. Lufthansa said last week that it plans to purchase an as-yet-to-be-determined number of the new 777 airliners. An aviation ground school described as the first of its kind is now available in MP3 format, which the author says makes studying for the knowledge test as easy as downloading popular music. Tom Gorski, a Gold Seal CFI with over 30 years' experience, describes the subject matter contained on the current FAA Instrument Rating Airplane Knowledge Test. Vitally important information, explained in thorough detail, is now easy listening, and the result is everything you need to know to score 100% on the knowledge test. This MP3 ground school is best for new pilots who want their instrument rating or instrument-rated pilots preparing for a proficiency check or flight review. Also, ground or flight instructors can benefit from this or use it as a resource for their students. With 2,000-plus hours as a flight instructor and over 10,000 hours flying airplanes, Tom's MP3 ground school is an easy and thorough preparation for studying the instrument rating knowledge test. His MP3 ground school is available on popular music distribution sites such as CD Baby and iTunes, where you can preview or download individual tracks or the entire album. Each volume is available for download for just $9.95. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk is none too happy with commercial space competitors Blue Origin and United Launch Alliance. The space entrepreneur accused the two companies of using a quote-unquote phony blocking tactic to prevent his company from acquiring the exclusive rights to launch Complex 39A at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Space News reports that Musk had proposed an exclusive deal for SpaceX at the now surplus launch facility. He appeared to change that stance, at least somewhat, after Blue Origin filed a protest with the Government Accountability Office that prevented NASA from granting a lease until the dispute is dealt with. In an email exchange with Space News, Musk seemed to somewhat backhandedly ease his stance on the exclusive use of the launch complex, saying that if Blue Origin were to come up with a viable spacecraft able to fly to the ISS or to launch humans into space in the next 5 years, quote, which is what Pad 39A is meant to do, we will gladly accommodate their needs, end quote. United Launch Alliance has been sharing technical expertise in launch infrastructure with Blue Origin and said it would continue to do so to help Blue Origin manage Pad 39A with a, quote, multi-user capability for which ULA would be one of the users, end quote. Musk interprets ULA's backing of Blue Origin as being tied to a launch competition between the two companies. He says there is no doubt about ULA's motivation for support of Blue Origin. NASA had hoped to lease the facility by October 1st, the start of the new fiscal year, in order to relieve itself of the $1.2 million in annual maintenance cost. The GAO must rule on the dispute by December the 12th. Sikorsky and Flight Safety International have jointly announced the launch of the first full flight simulator for Sikorsky's S-76D helicopter. Located at Flight Safety's Learning Center in West Palm Beach, Florida, the new simulator replicates the aircraft's exact flight and operating characteristics. And speaking of flight training, Airwolf Aviation Services has been recognized for its high standard of accomplishment in flight training by the AOPA. The flight school has been awarded a spot on the Flight Training Excellence Awards Honor Roll, a title given to high-scoring flight schools from AOPA's flight training poll. Wind Aero News continues. Boeing says fix it with an iPad. A base jumper is down in California, and no blues, no air show.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues for Monday, September the 30th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Boeing says it has made performing routine maintenance and diagnosing aircraft issues faster and easier for airline technicians with a suite of new mobile applications for iPad. With the apps, technicians will have immediate access to manuals, part numbers, and other critical information to resolve maintenance issues plane-side and collaborate with coworkers located elsewhere. As a result, airlines can enhance real-time regulatory compliance, reduce flight delays, and reduce operational costs. Boeing worked with several airlines for more than a year on the prototype, incorporating their input to optimize the user interface and maximize utility for line mechanics. Technicians will have instant access to critical information, including the maintenance history of an aircraft, when they need it the most. The application suite includes Toolbox Mobile Library, Toolbox Mobile Parts, and Maintenance Turn Time. Demonstrations will be offered at MRO Europe this week. An experienced base jumper appears to have struck a rock outcropping on Mount St. Helena in Northern California, resulting in his fatal injury. The jumper, 35-year-old Walden Grindle, reportedly lived long enough to activate a personal ELT and call his wife. When rescuers got to the scene some 30 minutes later, though, he had died. The New York Daily News reports that Grindle told his wife, Danielle, to whom he had been married less than a year, that he thought he had broken his hip. She called 911 to report the accident, according to Napa County Sheriff's Captain Leroy Anderson. Grindle was reportedly using what was described in media reports as a quote-unquote speed parachute for the jump from the 3,400-foot peak. He had apparently hiked up a fire trail to his chosen jump site, wearing the parachute that was designed to deploy as his feet left the ground. Authorities say he appears to have glided around the edge of the mountain before striking a rocky outcropping. Grindle had in the past been arrested for base jumping from El Capitan in Yosemite National Park. The Santa Rosa Island Authority Board has scrapped plans for a Veterans Day weekend air show just 2 weeks after the board agreed to spend some $170,000 for the event. The reversal came after the board learned the Pensacola, Florida Naval Air Station significantly scaled back plans for a four-day Wings Over Pensacola Air Festival. Santa Rosa Island and the Navy had informally discussed working together on the civilian and military events to share some of the costs. But in the light of sequestration, the Navy base decided to put on a three-act air show and concert rather than the four-day event, according to a report in the Pensacola News Journal. The show at the Naval Air Station would normally have been to welcome the Blue Angels back to their home base after the air show season. But since the Blues have been grounded for everything except proficiency flights this year due to sequestration, the chances of the Blues even doing a flyover for the event were put at zero. So there you have it. No blues, no show, and now everybody's got the blues. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.